Hi, this is Dictation for Natasha Moray, NATASHA MURAY. Natasha Moray is here for a follow-up evaluation data services 212-2022 data factor and 212-2021 and date of accident, sorry, date of birth is 7/22/1986. Her MRI is reviewed and the thickness of the as well as the brain and left shoulder shows the subacromial fasciitis. In the cervical spine, there is a trace of bulging of the pulses. The occlusal fracture of the scaphoid bone. So arm and legs are reported, although her left fingers are numb, second, third, and fourth, without any radiation or any dermatology relationship. 50% pains are improved. The 80% could work relationship with the sleep and enjoyment of life. Along with the panic PTSD, and the pain is just in the shoulder, the GI patient has constipation, no nausea, vomiting, reported. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, the chemistry of urination, blood in the urine, or painful urination. And the patient is not asthma, trouble breathing, chest and coughing, short of the breath, are reported. In last 1 month, there is changes in the feeling of the pain, and the reported, and they call the trauma. Correct? And report full plan of care is patient will continue seeing Dr. Weiss for the issue of the management of neuropsych issues, including panic and all. Dr. Buzargi is a neurologist patient is seeing, who is referred from the headaches and memory issues and all other issues. For all of these issues, regarding the anxiety and panic and shaking hand, patient is again referred to for conclusion. She can continue lidocaine gel all around. The patient was advised about the surgical aspects as well as injection treatment as an invasive treatment if there is a failure of the physical therapy and chiropractic. We'll provide at least 90 days of therapy and chiropractic cover to help all the soft tissues heal up. Thank you.